back. We are the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Thank you ever so much letting me be part of your listening morning. There is now a new politically correct term for the border children who are pouring into the United States from several Central American countries and from Mexico as well, and even from China. Did you hear the latest reports that they now have large numbers of people from China taking advantage and entering the border because it's so porous?
So they come into Mexico and then head north?
Yeah, you know, by the time they are processed and all that, yeah, they again, people see that a crowd is formed and they say, well, I may as well be part of it.
And I know that you've covered this over the last couple of weeks from Texas. So many of these illegal immigrant border children, unaccompanied minors, things like that, have been transported out of Texas to other federal facilities. It started in Arizona, and now we know it's gone on to California, and I think Oklahoma is part of it as well. I saw a report this morning on CNN that a charter jet was filled with some of these illegal immigrant border children.
Oh, it's not the first.
There you go. And basically flying them out of Texas to California. So it's not buses anymore. It's charter jet flights.
Yes. Now,
is diesel gasoline for a bus so expensive that it makes more sense to charter a jet?
Now, what do liberals do? There have been a bunch of charter jets flying people around. Yeah, this has been going on for weeks now. Yeah,
I'm guessing this is it would almost have to be the first airplane flight any of these kids have ever been on.
Oh, and yeah, of course,
right?
Of course. What do liberals do when people are upset about illegal immigration? They tell people, stop using racial slurs like illegal immigration. Sally Cohn says that the new N-word is the I-word. The I-word is illegal. And, it's funny, but you know what? If you think about it, the news media and universities and at least one political party have now adopted the vocabulary of the open borders movement on the whole issue of illegal immigration. It used to be that if someone entered the country illegally, you would call them what they are legally called, illegal aliens. They are here illegally and they are alien. They are not citizens. They are not. If people come here even legally, they are legal aliens. That's the legal term. No, you can't do that. It's insensitive. What was it Jesse Jackson said? E.T.'s an alien. And so there was this push to stop using the term illegal alien. Okay, well, fine, illegal immigrant. And the left says, no, not illegal immigrants. Undocumented. They just don't have their papers. They've not yet been convicted in a court of law. They are merely undocumented. So, in other words, there's this attempt to play down their status. And then they changed it again to simply immigrant. So if you were to get a transcript of all the Democrats who spoke at their national convention in 2012, you would not see any references. You'd see lots of references to illegal aliens, but they don't call them illegal aliens. They don't even call them illegal. They simply call them undocumented. They simply call them immigrants. They don't even call them undocumented. They simply call them immigrants. That's the strategy. The words are very powerful. And the linguistic strategy here is to blur any distinction between legal immigrants and illegal immigrants. Because aren't they all just people looking for a better life? Yeah, some follow the rules and some don't. It's just like, you know, when I'm outside the movie theater and someone else cuts the line, you know, the response is not, "Don't both of these people simply want to see the movie?" No, the answer, "Excuse me, I've been in line. You get behind me. You're not standing in a line. You're cut the line. Get behind. Stand in line like everybody else." Well, it only takes a little while longer if they... No, that's not the point. The point is the principle. People wait in line. They take turns. That keeps things orderly. It keeps things fair. So, what do you mean fair? You came here in a car. He came in a bus. He had to go by the bus schedule. I don't care. There is a line. There's an orderly process. And everyone's going to take their turn. So, this is how the left now works. And, of course, at this point, if you simply refer to them as immigrants, America just gets angrier because it's very clear what's going on. They know it's illegal. The illegals coming here don't care. They don't care that they're breaking the law because they're told, don't worry about it. In fact, here's a cheat sheet. They're going to ask you a series of questions. You just give them these answers, and they're going to give you a court date. Don't worry. You don't have to show up for that. Just tell them you will. It's just bureaucracy. Don't worry about that. And that's how this game is played by the left. But now Josh Earnest, the White House spokesperson, has adopted a new term to explain these border jumpers and what they are. Let's cue that up and play that. Cut one, go.
For weeks to the southwest border. What they have seen is troubling. We've seen this influx of illegal migration from Central America.
Migration now. It's migration. Well, I migrated from here to there. And now we get this.
Your White House officials have traveled in the last several weeks to the southwest border. What they have seen is troubling. We've seen this influx of illegal migration from Central America.
Illegal migration. And pretty soon, by the way, it's just going to be undocumented migration, then just migration. I mean, that's the game that's played. And you have Sally Cohn, who wrote this piece. I don't know if it was for CNN Online or that's where she's hanging out these days. But the whole goal is, once again, to try and stigmatize people who object to illegal immigration to no longer participate in the debate. Don't stigmatize the illegal immigrant. You stigmatize people who call out illegal immigrants. They're racist. No, actually, an illegal alien, I don't care what race they are. If they're here illegally, then they're here illegally. Their race has nothing to do with it. You see, the people who are obsessed with race when it comes to illegal immigration are the supporters of illegal immigration. The La Raza activists who headed down to Marietta, California. For them, it's all about the race. How do I know for them that it's all about the race? The name of their damned organization, La Raza, the race. That's what it's translated as. So for them, it's about race. For them, I mean, they can have all these silly fantasies about Reconquista, you know, take back what James Polk took from us. The bottom line is we could have taken all the way to Mexico City. That's what we had. And we pulled all the way back to the Rio Grande. Texans wanted nothing to do with Mexico. Texans had their own country for a while. That's why it's called the Lone Star State. They were a republic unto themselves. and eventually chose to join the United States. Got a better deal. By the way, how many Mexicans in the United States, or how many Mexican Americans in the United States, immigrate illegally down to Mexico? How many Mexican Americans in America head that away? I don't know of any. We played a clip last week from a Border Patrol guy. And he says, in all my career, I don't know of anyone who's ever tried to jump the border from north to south. It all goes from one direction. Well, what does that tell you? Let's go to the White House press room. We have some tension there between Jonathan Karl from ABC News asking once again. White House spokesman Josh Earnest about the number of people, who are given court dates after they are processed when they're caught, who don't bother showing up. You might remember last week we told you about the case of one woman who one of the networks, I think CBS, followed, who was processed, and she was from Honduras, and she was in family in Maryland, and they followed her from the border to the processing station to her court appearance, where she was ordered to make a court appearance. She gives an address in Maryland, and she doesn't show up for court, and she doesn't live at that address. Again, it's just all a ruse because this is all a game. A lot of people just aren't showing up. So Jonathan Karl's trying to find out from ABC just how many people aren't showing up and are making a mockery of this entire process. Listen to this back and forth between he and Josh Earnest.
Josh, have you been able to get an answer for me yet as to how many of those that are released with the promise of returning to a court date are actually showing up for their hearing? Mm-hmm.
I don't have a specific number in front of me, John. There are a couple of things.
You've been asking this for a couple of weeks.
I know.
Is there a reason why you can't?
But there are a couple of things that are important for you to understand.
What he said is, if you didn't hear him in the background, he said, I've been asking for this for a couple of weeks.
The first is that if I did have that number here, it would not necessarily give you an accurate picture of what's actually happening. Because what we're seeing is that we've seen this recent surge just in the last few weeks of recent arrivals. Sometimes, because the backlog is rather lengthy, the notice to appear is in some cases a rather lengthy period of time. So that would not, those who are given a notice to appear but did not appear for their court date, that might not necessarily give you a very accurate picture of what exactly is happening.
But it's a pretty small number, right? I mean, not many are showing up for their hearings, right?
I don't have the number, John, but what we have...
I mean, or is it closer to 10% than 100%?
I think what the number would illustrate, if I had it in front of me, it would illustrate that the court system is not operating as efficiently as we would like it to, particularly in light of the recent surge at the southwest border. And that's why we're seeking additional resources to whittle down that backlog, to more efficiently deal with those who've been recently apprehended, and making sure that we are enforcing the law.
Now, does that sound even remotely persuasive to you? I mean, this guy looks like he's sharing scripts with Jonathan Jay, the Department of Homeland Security guy we quoted, or we ran his audio at length yesterday. He was just absolutely, almost pathetically unpersuasive. But anyway, Jonathan Karl gets no answer from Josh Earnest about that. And so he then cites an LA Times investigation into the number of illegal immigrant children that were deported, and how those numbers have dropped under the Obama administration, even though there are far more juveniles who are entering the United States, who are trying to jump the border, than there used to be.
The LA Times filed a Freedom of Information Act request and got some of the numbers for previous years. And it showed that back in 2008, there were more than 8,000 minors who were sent back, who were deported, And last year, that number had fallen to less than 2,000. I mean, it was almost a fifth of what it had been.
Right.
Doesn't that show that what you were saying is disinformation when the smugglers promise that they'll be able to stay? I mean, effectively, this administration has not really been deporting minors.
And that's the real truth about what's going on here. Let me back up what Jonathan Carl is saying. In 2011, 4,000 unaccompanied children were caught crossing into the United States. In just 1 year, that number tripled to 13,000. So 2011, 4,000. 2012, 13,000. Last year, 39,000. It tripled again. And this year, they expect it to go from 39,000 to almost 90,000. And the point that Jonathan Carl was making is, according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement data, which had to be acquired under a Freedom of Information request because the Obama administration was not releasing it, the number of immigrants under 18 who were deported or just turned away fell from 8,100 in 2008, the last year of the Bush administration. And by the way, I should point out, George W. Bush was no hardliner on illegal immigration either. He supports and supported back then amnesty. But he also believed in enforcing the law. And so, again, in 2008, 8,100 juveniles were deported or turned away. Last year, where you had 39,000 unaccompanied juveniles crossing into the United States illegally, they deported less than 1,700. So while you had a vast increase, massive increase in the number of juveniles crossing into the United States, the actual number of those deported have plummeted. That gives you an idea of how this administration really has aided and abetted and facilitated illegal immigration, just like that Border Patrol guy said yesterday.